The time is 2100 UTC on Saturday, February the 24th, 2007, and this is AudioWiki News, News Briefs. A 9-carriage class 390 Pendolino train operated by Virgin Trains, with as many as 180 people on board, has derailed and crashed in Cumbria, United Kingdom. All but one carriage have slid down the embankment. Hospital reports early on Saturday morning indicate one death, an 80-year-old lady. Witnesses said that several passengers had broken bones. Virgin owner Richard Branson came to the site from his holiday in Switzerland and held a press conference at a safe distance, roughly 200 meters from the site. Branson stated that the Virgin train Pendolino was, quote, built like a tank, end quote. Also, investigators have announced that some points may be critical in their investigation. Branson repeated their words. The president of the Italian Republic, Giorgio Napolitano, has asked Romano Prodi to stay on as prime minister, but Prodi will need to pass a confidence vote as soon as possible. Napolitano stated that Prodi's party, L'Unione, is ready to support unanimously its prime minister, above all after the drafting of the 12 points agreement about the main political issues. The president rejected the proposal from the center-right opposition to call for fresh elections because Italy needs a new electoral law and there was no consensus to form a broad interim government. The US ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, apologized today to Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, leader of the largest political party in Iraqi Council of Representatives, for the detention of his son. The ambassador said, "I am sorry about the arrest. We don't know the circumstances of the arrest and we are investigating, but he is being released." Al-Hakim's party, Skiri, suggested on affiliated TV stations that protesters might be sent out onto the streets to show opposition to the arrest. The UN Security Council has approved the deployment of an African Union-led peacekeeping force in Somalia for a period of 6 months. The unanimously authorized Resolution 1744 allows African Union member states to establish a mission in Somalia, quote, to support dialogue and reconciliation in Somalia by assisting with the free movement, safe passage and protection, end quote, of those involved in the National Reconciliation Congress, including the Federal Transition Government, led by Ali Mohamed Gedi. Other goals will be to create the, quote, necessary security conditions for the provision of humanitarian assistance, end quote, and to secure key infrastructure. The mission has been designated as AMISOM, an acronym that stands for African Mission in Somalia. Justin Trudeau, 35, the son of late former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau of Canada, will seek the Federal Liberal Party nomination to run for office in the riding of Papineau in Montreal, Quebec. In the United States, Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota signed a bill into law on Thursday that requires the state to generate a significant amount of its energy needs from renewable sources. The bill signed requires energy companies to provide 25% of power from renewable sources by 2025. A major snowfall has disrupted transport in Norway this week. Several roads and all railway services have been reported as closed due to the heavy snowfall. Snowstorms are also causing problems in other parts of southern Scandinavia, such as Denmark and southern Sweden. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for more details on these and other news reports. This has been AudioWiki News News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.